I Want Candy by Susan Donovan. Narrated by Arielle Delisle. Copyright 2012 by Susan Donovan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Remember, no matter where you go, there you are. Buckaroo Banzai. Chapter 1. It was time to hit the road, again. Candace Carmichael wrestled with the gear shift until it slipped into reverse and the car began to lurch into the darkness. Sure, navigating this crooked driveway would have been a hell of a lot easier with headlights, but that wasn't an option, since she was trying to escape Gladys Harbison's house without being detected. And, okay, fine. So this wasn't the most mature way to deal with a roommate conflict. But there was just no way Candy could handle another scene with 80-year-old Gladys. The old gal had been kind to let her stay rent-free for the first 2 weeks she'd been back in her North Carolina hometown. But when Gladys started to borrow Candy's lingerie, it was definitely time to move on. Almost there. She squinted into the dark, delicately adjusting the car's course as it scraped against a row of bushes. Not that a few extra scratches would be noticeable on this beast, a 1997 discarded police cruiser she'd bought at auction with her last $300. Candy sighed. Sometimes, she couldn't even believe how fast and how spectacularly her perfect world had imploded. Was it really just a year ago that she'd cruised down her private drive in her shiny new Infiniti, admiring the way the blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico set off the pristine white stucco of her five-bedroom home?